Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
You can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Episode 100 and
we're getting close to 95. The 200. We're getting close to the 200
the
mark, y'all.
Begins.
I'm excited about the 200th episode.
Why? Of course you are.
I have ideas.
I've never done 200 of anything.
I bet you've done 200 push-ups and pull-ups. Look at those arms. Look at your guns these days.
You're an idiot.
Hello.
I've gone blind.
So we have some exciting, fun things for you guys today.
We do.
First of all, this your puppet is very close to me. We never address the puppets, but I feel like I have to because I think he's just like, he's not respecting my space.
Why can my puppet not be close to you? I don't understand.
Because I would rather the human you be close to me, love.
Do you have a thing with puppets, love?
No, I don't, actually.
A thing about puppets?
No, I don't have a thing about puppets at all. Can you please tell me what or who needs to relax this week for you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hold on. I wrote this. Sorry, this is open, like the notes app on my phone.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves while I do that.
Talking amongst ourselves. What will I ever talk about? Just me to a camera?
I am a husband.
What?
Of you.
I've heard.
And sometimes I need instructions or tasks. Mm. And you will text me them. I get a lot of sweet texts from you. Get a lot of TikToks, and I also get tasks.
Okay.
Which I love to do because I love to do things for you.
Okay.
It makes me happy. Last night was a weird one. Okay. 11 p.m. Hey, can you boil me 6 eggs? To which I responded, "Okay."
Yeah.
And I got up off the couch. Boiled these 6 eggs for you. And I just thought that was pretty funny.
That's what's...
I guess there's not too much to that story. Then the kids woke up and then I... Because you were... Well, sorry. You were making deviled eggs. You were making deviled eggs at midnight.
It was 11:30, first of all.
Then the kids woke up and so it was like chaos because there was this nightmare waking up screaming blah blah blah, and then I go to give you a goodnight kiss and you say can't egg mouth.
I was giving you a nice cuddly hug though, and I was kissing your neck and I was kissing you. I just didn't want you to. I was trying to be loving.
Can't egg mouth.
But I was trying to be loving, and I didn't want to put that on you. It wasn't that I didn't want to kiss you. It was that I didn't want to bestow upon you rotten egg mouth.
Yeah. So don't forget to take out the trash or put the water bottles out. Those are the kind of things. But this one was a very late, can you boil me 6 eggs? Is that from that musical? I need 6 eggs.
What musical is that, love? Oh my God, you
Beauty
need
and
to
the
know
Beast.
This. Yay, I'm so proud of you for knowing that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I always thought it was I need success.
Oh, well, I love that you assumed that woman was like a successful businesswoman,
right, yeah,
who's like an entrepreneur.
Right.
You're like, that
she's,
woman, it's an amazing woman with lots of children.
It's
she must be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that like, that
not that she
that.
Needed groceries. What's funny about that is that I last night had an idea for a song because I've been listening to a lot of songs lately because I've put all of the songs that I've written for the, well, a lot of the songs I've written for the kids on our little Yoto player thing.
Uh-huh.
And so I was looking for songs and I got an idea for a song to do here on Relax. I couldn't get it done, obviously, from midnight after my egg mouth until now. But it has to do with text messages between us.
Oh, funny.
And so that's so funny that you started off the episode with that. Because I was like, oh no, you're going to ruin my song. But
please include, I need 6 boiled eggs.
Okay, I can. I can,
ASAP.
I can include that.
And then I think it's like to put a button on the story, you woke up saying you were really nauseous.
Yeah.
And I think it was because you food poisoned yourself with those. You made them. It took a while. You made them. And then craziness, the kids woke up and you were like, I left you a couple. They're disgusting.
No, I said.
And so I didn't eat them. And thankfully, because I think
I got really nauseous.
I think you
today.
Got food poisoned from them.
I said, these deviled eggs are ass. Want one? I'll leave it by your microwave meat.
Oh, yeah. I had microwaved an entree.
What a sexy text to get, love.
I know. Yeah. This is going to be a sexy song when you write it.
I'm sorry. Thank you for making my deviled eggs, lovey.
Yeah.
Or not my deviled eggs, just boiled eggs so that I could make deviled eggs. I was craving them randomly last night. And
that's strange.
Yeah.
It's strange when you don't eat dinner and the dinner you choose to make for yourself is at 11:30 at night and it's deviled eggs from scratch.
I don't know. I can't explain what goes on in this brain. It just happens and I just go with it, you know? I have a few things to talk about. My relax is first, but then I do have like a fun little kind of game quiz thing to do with you. But who needs to relax or what needs to relax for me
is
a question that...
I thought you were going to say equestrian.
Sure. But a question that I was asked a lot as a kid, and a lot of kids that I knew that grew up in the church were asked as kids. And it's an absurd question as an adult looking back on it, going like, I can't believe this was like a common question that was asked, at least amongst the Christian kids that I knew. And the reason I want to talk about it is because I think it's a pretty common thing, but I feel like you will not know or will have never heard of this when I tell it to you. It's quite shocking. Okay.
You were so mad at me the other day. We were driving somewhere and I didn't know that rainbows came from Noah's Ark or something.
Yeah. Like the belief of, like I grew up.
You couldn't believe that I didn't know.
I couldn't believe you'd never heard of that. Cause I also think we've talked about it maybe even on this podcast.
No, I don't know.
That rainbows, I grew up believing that rainbows, the creation of the first rainbow, the start of rainbows was, God had the rainbow come out or shine after 40 days of the flood with Noah to promise to Noah and his family and to all the rest of humanity after him that he would never flood the entire earth again. So the rainbow is a promise from God that he won't murder everyone again.
Yeah. I had no idea, but sorry, I didn't mean to derail your...
No, it's fine. That's a perfect example of why I think you will have no idea what I'm about to say.
Yeah, didn't...
So this is...
I'm not a theologist.
This is like, it's a bit dark, like it's a bit intense.
Oh.
But that's why I want to talk about it, because I cannot believe this was a question that was posed to kids.
Okay.
So to prove, I mean, just I was in high school, but like, I know that younger kids heard this too. To prove that you were a good Christian, people, like we would be asked in like Sunday school and whatnot and like youth group, if someone put a GUN to your head and asked you, like, do you believe in God? And if you said yes, you would get shot. But if you said no, you would be saved. What would you say?
Bro. What?
There's a correct answer.
You say, well, I'm sure they want you to say, yeah, go ahead. I'm going to say yes and get shot. Is what you're supposed to say? As a kid, they ask you that?
Yes. This was like a very...
You weren't kidding that it was dark. Why, so was this... I mean, that seems like cult behavior.
That's crazy.
That seems like, you know...
I remember this vividly. It wasn't just once. This happened all the time because I'm pretty sure there was a story, and I don't know if this is true or not, so I don't want to spread misinformation of any kind, but I do remember hearing a story similar to that after Columbine, like something along those lines happened.
Yeah, immediately came to my mind
with that. And I don't know...
Yeah.
How much of that is true or hearsay or whatever. But I do know that if it is true, it was very much used. Someone used that situation to like scare kids in the church because it was asked a lot.
Really? Like,
it was like a way to prove your faith. I remember
was to
I remember
say that
multiple times.
You would die for your faith, essentially.
Yeah. But like, it's one thing to say like, I would die for my faith. And it's another to say to a young person, like, if I put a GUN to your head and asked you, do you believe in God or are you a Christian? if you say yes, you're going to get unalived. And if you say no, I might let you free. What do you do? To ask that of a young person is crazy behavior. And I cannot believe now as an adult looking back, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, all the rest of it is all the rest of it is pretty normal. But that part.
No, I know. But like, I just was thinking about that the other day and I was like, yeah. I can't believe. And that is what needs to relax. Everyone who asked me that and told me that that could be a scenario that I could run into, because I also believed that like that would be a scenario that I might run into someday, because it was, the question was posed to me. So I was like, you know how people sometimes go like, oh my gosh, for how often we talked about quicksand growing up. I never ran into quicksand. Like, why did we talk about quicksand and what to do in quicksand so much when like it's very.
Wait, so you thought.
Like, I thought this was like something that could happen to me.
You would be tested in this way?
Yeah, like someone would, in a life or death situation, someone would say, are you a Christian? And I'd have to prove my faith.
Which one? Do you believe in God or do you believe in Jesus? Which one? Like,
well, both. Say? Well, they're one and the same, my love, according to the Christian faith that I grew up with.
So the guy's got two guns?
What? Why would he have two?
I don't know. Because if he's asking you about both.
Well, I don't think I think it's just, are you a Christian or do you believe in God or something? It was one of those. I don't know. But the reason I want to bring it up is because to me, this was something that happened often amongst the people that I knew. Is this something that other people who grew up in the Christian faith, did you get asked this question? Or is this just like a unique experience to me? Because I assumed you would have never heard this because that's not the way you were raised in the same way as me. So,
no, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but I
was wondering what your reaction
like
would be to that, because it's so bananas.
Makes me extremely uncomfortable. And like, I just recognize it as like, you know, cult indoctrination behavior.
Bananas.
There's a lot of that going around these days.
So I've heard.
Bananas is our Beatles' favorite food. Happy thoughts.
Next, this is more fun. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring it down. I thought you would be like, this is crazy.
It is.
It's crazy. It's also crazy dark.
You were asked that question by who? Who asked you this question?
I don't know. It was like talk amongst.
Like your pastor?
Like it was like youth pastor type people or like in the church, like as a sermon, it would be asked to like the congregation.
Like a coloring page,
in
Sunday school?
No, not like, no. But I was older, I remember. I don't remember what year Columbine happened, but I'm pretty sure I was like in high school and in college when I would think about this and talk about this with people. But what do you remember? We don't need to get into that. It was a horrible, horrible tragedy. We don't need to talk about that. But I did want to bring up how crazy it is that people would use such a horrific, devastating tragedy to like get people to prove their faith. Like, what a bizarre
I think you need to scare people pretty good to keep them.
Well, I have something else I wanted to do with you. So
what's this fun game, love?
Well, I was thinking about how in the past we've done, like reflecting on our journey on this relaxed podcast.
Yeah.
How I remember a lot in the beginning we would do like marriage games or first date games and questions and things like BuzzFeed type of like, what's your like kind of first date kind of things, therapy things, whatever. So I was like, it might be fun to do first date questions, but we answer them for each other. Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, sure. It's like a how well do you know kind of game. Sure.
So I asked AI to help me, which I don't ever use AI. In fact, I'm really bad at it and I don't even really understand it very much. Like, I've asked it a few times, a couple of things.
Yeah.
People are using AI as like their friend or like, did you know this? Like their people lover. Talk to their AI like all day long every day.
I don't
day.
Know how to, yeah, I haven't figured, yeah. I mean, I guess I have one of the apps on my phone, but I forget I have, I never use it. I can't get it to like, I don't talk, get it to talk or me to talk.
Yeah,
to
I don't know
it.
How to do any
out.
Of that. I get, but I've also heard it's really bad for text. The environment or something.
Yeah. Well, there's the crazy amount of servers that require a lot of water.
Yeah. I keep hearing like bad things about it. So
it's certainly going to be the end of like human civilization.
Oh my God. Talk about dark.
People's jobs.
But some people use it for like a therapist or like a best friend or like, or to make any decision ever. They talk to their chat thing, which I still can never remember.
I mean, if you trust it, it's a very like, it's an interesting kind of, I mean, it's Googling. It's like, it's Googling, but it like, narrows it down and reads it to you. It's just,
yeah.
At this point, it's just question and answer. It's Google.
Yeah. Well, anyway, right? I asked it for first date questions. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you questions.
And I'm answering for you?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I didn't think it through enough, I guess.
To see how well we know each other?
Yeah.
All right.
So I said, I said, give me a list of great first date questions to get to know someone. Okay. So the first thing, gave me categories. So there's like getting to know their personality, conversation starters, food and lifestyle. So it gave me categories and gave me questions within. So I'll just give you the first question of each of these categories gave me. Gave me a lot to go off.
Okay.
So what's something you're passionate about? Now, if you asked me this on a first date, what would be my answer?
You're passionate about music and musicals and crafts. If it was our first day, I wouldn't say your children because you wouldn't.
We wouldn't have those.
You didn't have any at that point. You love, fast food.
I wouldn't say I'm passionate about it. It's a hard question to answer.
Chickens now. Mm-hmm. Because again, chickens didn't happen then. I think you would say those things. Is that not enough?
No, it's
what
a plenty.
Ding? I get it.
Some of it, yeah. Like I'm passionate about, music, I guess, but not in the, I don't think I would say that, but like I am passionate, very passionate about music. I think I would say family.
Family, yeah.
But what else did you say? Fast food? I don't think I would say that.
I said music and musicals and crafts.
Yeah,
and
musical theater. Theater, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably say family and like musical theater, Broadway stuff. And
performing. Mm-hmm. We got to get you back on a stage, girl.
Yeah, maybe someday. So I said, if I was to ask you, what are you passionate about? Which I can't imagine us ever asking these type of questions to each other.
Yeah, what would I say?
I think you would go, what do you mean? I think, what do you mean? I don't know. Lots of stuff. I think that's what you would say if I asked you that question. Uh-huh. But if I were to literally answer the question, what you're passionate about, I would say, again, it's like your kids. But that you can't.
My
I can't
kids?
Well, I can't say that because if we were on a first date, you wouldn't have them yet.
Yeah.
Acting.
That's a passion.
And probably your family, like your parents, like your love for them.
Yeah, I like all my family.
Yeah, I think that's what I would say. What would you say? Wouldn't you just be like, what? What do you mean? Why are you asking me that?
I don't know. I feel like when we met, I was really into like making wooden things out of trash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you mean?
Okay. All right. Next one is fun and light conversation starters.
Phew.
This one. Okay. What's your go-to comfort TV show or movie? So if I were to ask you this.
But I'm answering for you.
No, we'll do it the other way first. So if I were to ask you this, what's your go-to favorite TV show or movie? Like, what's your favorite movie? Or I would say, let's just say that. Like, what's your favorite movie or TV show instead of comfort? Those are different answers, though.
Like my favorite movies of all time?
I guess, yeah. If I were to answer, well, a comfort TV show for you would be like Family Guy.
Well, that's just, that,
to go to sleep.
That turns my brain off because, Family Guy or some sort of like adult cartoon like that, or there's a couple other ones.
But
like
your
South
favorite.
Park or Archer.
Right. Your
because,
favorite.
Yeah, I don't think about anything and I literally fall asleep. It's like ambient to me. Mm-hmm.
But your favorite TV show would be the one about the mafia people. Sopranos.
Yeah, easy.
A movie, I don't know, something like Shawshank Redemption. I know it's not that, but probably something along those lines.
No, that's probably in the top. I would never turn that movie off. I don't think that's a thing anymore because you're not like flipping through channels. But like when I was younger, that was a movie I would always finish if it was on. But I would say... Like there's without no particular order, I would say like Royal Tenenbaums, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Boogie Nights, Magnolia, like those kind of P.T. Anderson movies. The classics.
Nice. You don't need to answer that for me.
Billy
because
Madison.
There's not an answer for me with that one.
I think yours would just be like a Disney, like musical movie. It wouldn't?
No.
What's your favorite movie? Waiting for Guffman.
Yeah. Waiting for Guffman.
And your comfort TV show, I feel like, would be like Big Brother or somebody naked in the woods setting up a boma.
Yeah, when we met back in the day, it's hard because like the answers are different now than they would have been like when we first started dating.
You haven't watched those shows in a while.
But yeah, I'd probably say when we first started dating, I would have said like Big Brother or Survivor or something along those lines. But now I'd say like nothing.
I never got into Survivor. I never watched a season of Survivor.
Oh, it's great. It's so great. Are you more of a coffee or tea person? What would I say if you asked me that?
Not yet, Coke.
Yeah. You'd say coffee.
I'd be like, oh, diet. And you'd be like, no, straight Coke.
Yeah. What's the diet? Are you kidding? Interest in hobbies. What's something new you've tried lately? So what's a new hobby you've tried lately? This is hard because it's, are we asking now or back when we started like hanging out?
Yeah.
Because I'd say let's pretend like now, like what's a hobby you're getting into right now? For you, I would say gardening.
Yeah. But I've always kind of been into that.
Yeah, but I feel like it's been a little more focused. And beetles.
Got some tomatoes. Yeah, I'm really into bugs right now.
What would I say?
What would you say? Chickens is your serious hobby right now. You're obsessed. But yeah, any kind of like little craft thing. You know what I mean? Any of that kind of stuff.
What else?
Look around.
What's my biggest hobby?
Hot glue gun. Your biggest hobby?
Yes.
I don't. There's rocks.
Yes.
Beads.
Rocks.
I know, but there's not a rock tumbler rolling right now. I was like, oh, she's crashing out. Like
I am crashing out. But
I was like, why is it so quiet? It's like, oh, because there's not nine rock tumblers.
Because I have
running
four
in our
new
garage.
Children that I'm trying to like transition into the chicken coop, and it's been a full time job. It's been very stressful for me, you guys.
She really is there down there at the chicken coop hours
constantly.
A day.
Like. It's a lot. So relationship and values. Okay. Ready for this?
Sure.
What's something important you look for in a relationship? Now, I actually feel like I want to ask you this question for real, but because I don't think we ever asked questions like this, but, I think if I were to ever have asked you that question, you would have said, someone who has like talent and a passion for something, or like a creative person, like you probably said something like that. And you would look for someone who,
well, I mean, for you, I mean, it's one of the, yeah,
but I feel like you as a human would look for that. And you would look for
back scratches.
Yeah. Some back scratches. And,
what do you mean?
Like companionship. I don't know. Like someone that's like,
yeah.
Your person that you like, I don't know. That's a hard question to answer.
Someone you can laugh with.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time. I don't know what my answer would be, honestly.
I would say, like, I kind of equate it to like when you were in like fourth grade and like the teacher said something weird and like you looked around, like, did anyone else hear that? And you like make eye contact with someone and they're like, oh, okay, that one person got that was weird, or there's, you know what I mean? Like,
that's a great that way to describe what you're, yeah, and I love that, yeah.
But yeah, so it's that kind of, it's always been there, and it's that kind of a vibe, if that makes sense.
That makes exact sense.
Okay, cool.
I love that description, and that is so true, and I definitely feel like you're that person for me. Like, I feel like whenever...
Right, so if you take that out of like fourth grade class and like in the world, like, you know, when these things happen, we like can look at each other.
And we know what the other's thinking, and like we're on the same page. And
yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like whenever we go to anything without the other person, like... an event or someone's house or like a dinner thing, or not that we go to dinner things, but like play dates, I guess is the only thing we go to, birthday parties. when we go to these things,
sad.
I know, but when we go to these things without the other,
yeah,
I feel like the whole time when we get home, the whole time we're like, we say the whole time, I was just wishing you were there. So we look at each other,
right?
Like to be like, oh my God, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. You see that? Yeah.
But anyway, that's what would I say if you were to have asked me what's something important you look for in a relationship?
I think it would be like the family thing again. Like, do you
family.
Know what I mean? Like, is family important to you? And, I think you also like some that's creative and not talented, but you know.
Yeah. Just passionate about something like I think creative is good, but yeah, definitely family is the number one, like the importance of family and.
Yeah. And sense of humor, I think too.
Yeah.
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 This first date's going great.
Do you think?
I think so.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know if he likes me.
Oh, it's your own insecurity? Got
it. Yeah. This is a really stupid question. This one's in the playful or hypothetical category. It says, if you had to live in a different decade, which one would you choose?
Hmm.
You like this question?
No, I mean, like, I feel like that is a first date question. I feel like that's something people think about. I feel like they, and they always say like, not right now. You know what I mean?
That would be my exact answer.
You would want to live in this exact time right now?
Yeah.
Get a newspaper.
No, I'm not that, not because I love what's going on. I think what's going on in the world is terrible. And my life is in shambles and like,
we could have the same family and we have each other in the same family, but we're like, it's a different time.
Oh, if I could still have my kids and you in the same family.
And your chickens or whatever. They're timeless.
Okay. You know what well, I mean? Then that changes things.
I would now.
No, then I wouldn't be now. I'd be like my touring days. Like when I was like the head of touring, I would go like back to those days and okay. like, so I could tour with my kids.
It's not like that's not a decade though. So the
I know. But I don't want to go back further. Times were so much worse. Like as far as like progressiveness, I know we're in a like, real horrible time right
but
now.
You watch Dazed and Confused, a movie I'm sure you've never seen and have no awareness of. And you're like, oh, they didn't have, you know, they didn't know cell phones. The cars looked cool back then. You know what I mean? And like, and all right. Like that looks like pretty fun. Like the 70s or late 60s.
Yeah, no,
like
I didn't have rights
then.
But
then there was other things. Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have rights now.
I got more than they did then.
Or, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know.
I mean, I think to me, I'm very much a right now person. I'm very much like, I don't like think about the past too much or like think about, I don't know. I guess sometimes I do, but I don't like dwell on that too much. And I don't dwell on the future either. Like it's really hard for
me
to
like a good roaring 20s party. And think, oh, that would have been cool.
I love that. I love that. But that's why I'm like, well, now, because you can just dress up like a different decade. You don't have to go live where there's like more racism and more sexism and more like misogyny and more like rights that have been taken away. And like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to live when there was more of that. Yeah. And I know that we're headed in that direction. Not in that direction, but like, it's not that bad, but like, it is bad again. And people are getting bad again. It's all getting bad. And it is bad. But
that's true.
I wouldn't want to go back multiple decades to when it was like,
yeah.
At least now people are saying, hey, this is really bad. You know, at least we're saying that now, as opposed to back then where it was like, you just don't really say that. You just go like, yeah, it's kind of bad. You just kind of think it. You know what I mean?
You would just go back to his first term.
No, I don't want to be in any of his terms.
But Obama.
What would you say? You'd say like 20s?
No, I think it's 70s? I think what I said. Yeah, like it looks fun, but like, yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, I guess if you got to be anywhere, I guess, yeah, it's hard to imagine that as like a realistic option.
Right. Is so, that like, question asking like what outfits do you like the best? Because that's what I think.
It seems like, yeah. Yeah.
Like what outfits do you like the best? Like, do you want to be like a cowboy?
Well,
do you
in lifestyle be a, like, and like, you know, like we're, you know, no cell phones and you just had your BMX bike in the woods. That kind of a thing.
So is that 80s?
Yeah, maybe it's 80s.
Okay. All right. That's not a good question for me. I'm too like literal.
Yeah. I don't know. You are too literal for that question. now this date is going
horribly. Is this interesting?
Horribly.
Should we move on to the next
thing?
You seem slightly miserable doing this.
I don't mean
you
to
haven't
be.
Looked at me once.
I don't know. Well, yeah, well, it's a great game. I don't know.
It's okay. We don't, which is the
no,
exact
I'm just,
answer
I'm being
I thought
contemplative. You're... Like I'm like thinking about my answers and like it hurts my neck to move that way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like uncomfortable.
Well, we can move on to something
else. I'm sure
else.
I could sit differently,
but also
I'm already sitting like this.
We don't have to keep doing this. We can do something else.
Well,
but I do,
that's not
you're
fair.
In trouble anyway. So,
oh, you got more?
Well, you are in trouble because a couple of weeks ago I gave you cologne. And you never have tried any
of
it.
Oh, yeah. Where did those go? I don't know where they are.
Lovey.
I don't know where they are.
I'm looking at them on the shelf
in
here.
Oh, well, that's
where
why
been.
I couldn't find them. What? You hid them
I
in your
you
office
weeks
shelf?
Ago. How did you get through school? Did
have
you
been
ever
smelling
your,
me?
Smelling you.
Have you been smelling me being like, which one is he wearing today? And then been like, oh,
well, I know
stinks.
You haven't been smelling any of wearing any of them because you haven't
I
smelled
stink?
Like anything except for skin.
Dove?
No. You've never smelled like Dove. Like the bar soap?
Look, you know, it's deodorant.
Oh, the deodorant. Yes. You haven't done your homework.
Sorry. I'm reminded. I know that they're there. I will do that.
All right. So next week,
okay,
I'll have an update for you guys on his cologne smells.
I have some comments that we can read.
I would love to hear them.
From last week's episode. But I wondered if we could fit in a poop story.
Always. We always have time for a poop story.
I haven't told you this.
I'm excited to hear it. Last night, I've been writing songs, like I said, and last night I asked Wesley, he's been loving all the songs, and he loves to rock out and dance. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You're
and
fine.
Derail you, because I'm very excited to hear your poop story. I thought this was going to be quick, but my brain's making it longer than it should be. So he loves to rock out and dance, but his song is a lullaby, so he puts on his like really slow lullaby and tries mm-hmm. like dance out real hard. So I was like, do you want me to write you a dance song? And he said, yes. I said, what do you want it to be about? And he said, poop. So I have to write
Sounds
a dance
like
song
a
about
three-year-old
poop.
Boy answer,
anyway,
yeah.
I want to hear your poop story.
Well, it's to pose a question to you and to if anyone ever listens to this. I was running errands the other day, and like as I got in the car to pull out of our driveway, I was like, I had some rumbly tummy things, and I was like, is that? No, that's not that. I'm fine to leave the house and go run these errands.
Okay.
It's not that. It's just a little rumbly tummy. It's not indicating anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start driving down the street, and I'm going to this one specific grocery store across town. And then all of a sudden I start, like, it was weird. It was like my jaw hurt. I started to sweat, and then my back was hurting. And then I was like, oh, like this is like my body's shutting down. And then all of a sudden, emergency,
mm-hmm.
like emergency. Like I will poo my pants if I don't figure out something now. And it was so bad. I feel like this almost never has happened to me. But it was so bad. I had almost come to terms with like, this might be the time you shat yourself while driving.
Did you?
And how do you hide this from people? And how do you clean the car?
And I'd already used the diapers.
Wasn't it? No. Okay.
No one even knows that story.
Yeah. We'll save that for the next episode. And just as I see this, it's like a 3-lane road. I see I'm about to pass a McDonald's. I don't think I even looked in my rearview mirror. I just like swerved across 3 lanes into the McDonald's and sprinted into the McDonald's, like straight to the bathroom.
Didn't need a code. Phew. Wow. Lucky you.
If here's the thing. And then the stall was empty. If I needed a code, I would have shat myself.
Wow.
If there was someone using the stall, I would have shat myself.
Wow.
It was like that bad.
I'm so sorry.
And it made me think of a question, because the answer for me is no, only in emergencies. And that is pooping in like a public bathroom. Is there anyone on this planet that it's like that casually goes number two in a public bathroom, or is it always an emergency?
Me, and we've had this conversation before, and I totally do.
And I just can't imagine the mindset of being like, okay, I have a life outside of this house of my apartment, and I need to go out into the world. But I just ate something kind of what, you know what I mean? I haven't done that yet. Whatever. I may have to poop in public, and that's casual. That's fine. Or is it like, you have to be home, and that's only like an emergency because I've been to LAX, you know what I mean? I've been in the bathroom, and it's like, seems like, I'm like, where are these, all these people? Like they didn't want to poop before they came to LAX, and everyone is like, these 100 stalls of men pooping before
what?
They get on the plane. Like this
on
is, are they all having an
earth
emergency?
Are you talking
or is
about
this casual?
Wait, time out. What the hell are you talking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking
stop.
Home bowl.
Stop. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Why didn't they poop before they got here? And what are you talking about casual pooping? Every time you poop, it's because you have to poop. What do you mean? Yes, I definitely poop in public toilets all the time, but it's because I have to poop. It's not like I think maybe I'll try to go sit on the toilet and poop. It's like, oh my God, I have to poop right now. And then I poop. And it's all the time.
And you're not like, I got to get home to poop?
You can't. When you have to poop, you have to poop. What do you mean?
Talking about controls of your bodily functions.
What are you speaking about? You, when you have to poop,
I'm like, I got to go home.
is this normal? Am I,
I think you're,
not normal?
Well, based
when
on
I
how
have
many,
to poop,
how,
I go poop.
Based on how many people like in public bathrooms that I've seen that are pooping, like I may be in the smaller.
Wait, no, but now
spectrum.
I'm confused. What do you mean
let's
by casual
let's
poop?
Do a poll.
Stop, but I need you to clarify. What do you mean by casual poop? You like, decide when you poop?
No, I'm saying that the idea of having to go number two in a public bathroom is horrifying to me.
Correct. I agree with that.
And so I've only done it in an absolute emergency circumstance.
But isn't every
Otherwise,
situation
I would
an
just,
emergency?
I would just go home.
But isn't every pooping scenario an emergency? Like,
no,
I never have gone
no.
poop because I've thought, like, I kind of have to poop. Like, when I poop, it's because I have to poop
Maybe
immediately.
Maybe every time I do it, it's an emergency.
But
I don't know. But like...
But no, but you've said...
No, but to be like, oh, I have to poop. I'm not going to, like, feel a little bit uncomfortable till I get home because,
this
public bathroom is disgusting.
That feel uncomfortable...
I don't know. Like
when it's coming out, it's coming out. Like
you don't
maybe
have,
I don't understand.
I think you don't have control of your anus.
I think I don't know. That finger is so close to me. I think I don't understand.
That sentence I needed to point in your face.
I think
for
my
that
body
sentence.
Doesn't tell me when. Like, do most people have a body alarm that's like, "Hey, you're gonna poop in 15 minutes"?
Well, also you sit down to. So you're already there. I don't know.
No, wait, stop.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, I do, because do you have a body alarm that goes I might have to poop in 15 minutes? Because you also said, why didn't these people poop before they got to LAX? You can go like, I'm going to LAX, so I should poop
now? Maybe I should try, like it's the morning. I'm having coffee. Like I should try that before I go to have to do that thing.
So you can go to the bathroom and go like, I'm going to try to poop.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I said,
no, but I think maybe you're in the majority and I'm the weird one. I don't have that experience. I'm so jealous. I can't go like, I might have to poop. Like
I
when I go to the bathroom
to poll,
poop, it's like, it's happening.
I just wanted to poll the question. Like, do you just casually be like, oh, I'm just going to go in the bathroom of this restaurant and poop? Or this,
there can't
or this
be,
business,
no.
and poop, because like
the answer is
because
no.
that's what I have to do. Or are you like, oh, I gotta get out of here. You know what I mean? Is it only in emergency circumstances, or is it like no? It's totally it's what they're there for.
Well, emergencies makes it sound like what you dealt with, which is an explosive
Nobody
situation.
Nobody used the word explosive.
But I'm saying like when I was like, well, yeah, of course I've pooped everywhere because like when you have to poop, then you go poop. But like, I don't know how people can go like, I have to poop. I'll wait till I get home. I can't do that. And when I have to poop, it's time. I got to go do it. So that's something I'm not fortunate enough to have. I don't have the like,
the muscle.
Oh, it's coming. No, I have the muscle to clench. But like, if I know it's coming because it's there. I don't know it's coming because like, I think it's up higher and it might come down soon. Do you know what I mean? Like what you're explaining that to me, it sounds to me, what you do sounds like you do experience casual poops where you're like, hey, I'm going to go sit down and see if I can make this happen. I've never done that in my life. I've never once been like, I'm going to go sit on the toilet and see if I poop. If I sit down on the toilet to poop, it's because I have to do it right now.
Huh? Well, leave a comment, I guess, you're team casual or team emergency.
No,
speaking
that's not
of
the
comments,
question. Okay. Anyway, can you, the question
is. No, the question was my question. Now you're asking in a second. You're allowed to ask another question.
But it's not team casual or team emergency. It's how can you be, is everyone experiencing casual poops where you can just like go to the bathroom and be like, I think I'll try pooping at Barnes & Noble. Mm. I don't think that's a thing.
All right.
Except for you. Whatever.
So now, anyways.
Anyway,
comments from last week. Guess what, Colleen? You were wrong about something. Surprise.
Always.
Gorgonzola is blue cheese.
I fought so hard for that.
Gorgonzola is a type of blue cheese.
Wow.
In fact, there's a lot of types of blue blue cheeses. It's a whole variety.
I didn't know that.
Known for like the blue kind of vein of what is a penicillin mold kind of thing that has a scientific name.
Ew.
But there's all kinds of blue cheeses.
I apologize.
Gorgonzola is one of them.
I'm sorry. Ha. I fought really hard. And I feel like I Top fought comment. So hard on that and was like super rude about it too to you. I was like, are you an idiot? It's not, it's so different. Like I fought so hard on that. I'm
50% embarrassed. 50% of the, really of the comments are.
I bet.
Are,
yeah, they probably called me out
from
real
Rebecca.
Hard. I'm really sorry, guys. That's on
Rebecca
me. Thank
said,
you for letting
Gorgonzola
me know.
Is blue cheese. You two don't fight. You just confuse each other. It's so funny.
Me no,
not you said Colleen Gorgonzola is a type of blue cheese.
I'm sorry. Oh,
that's
I'm sorry,
what
Lovey.
I said.
I'm sorry, Lovey. You were right. I was wrong. Dang it. Oh man, that's embarrassing.
Commented about. I had told that story about people coming and sitting right next to me on the beach. That family, even though I was like the only one there with the twins. And I liked this comment because it was like optimistic and not pessimistic. So I can tend to be like a pessimist, but I don't just be like, ugh, you know what I mean? And I roll my at every stranger in the world. But they said those boys might've felt safer being near you. Because they see how, I'm an adult, essentially saying I'm an adult with kids. And so yeah. I will keep an eye on them too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, that totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. And is a way more optimistic way of looking at the situation in the world. And
yeah. They certainly weren't doing it to annoy you, you know?
Right. But all I could focus on was how much it was annoying me and not like how I could, you know, be a kind
person,
member of
yeah.
society. I don't know.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
So I thought that was really nice. A lot of people are leaving their favorite moments. Because we are at episode 195 and we've been trying to figure out what to do for 200. And it might be some greatest hits type of thing, but this is Leonida's reviews 2912. Lisa had put a long list of her favorite moments, and I just wanted to read them to you.
Okay.
Favorite moments: the phone number you read voicemails and called people. Do you remember how unhinged that was?
That was crazy. That phone was ringing 24/7.
And we would call.
We would try, but we couldn't do it because like it was ringing 24/7. And then when we would try to call people on it, it would just be constantly people would be calling it.
Yeah. And it like it got attached to my Apple ID. Like it was it like so that it, for some reason, the Apple ID would make it ring on my personal. It was wild. But that was really fun to get to talk to people. And
yeah, that was really
and
fun.
Stuff. Why I'm reading this list is because like it triggers like really happy memories of doing this with you, but also some of them I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember anything we do on this podcast.
When Colleen kept singing about how annoying she is to Eric in the car or on your road trip episode.
Yeah.
This was so on point and amazing, and Eric's face was so annoyed.
Do you remember that?
And he is a kind man and lets you go on.
Do you remember that?
Well, that was recent, right? That wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, maybe a year or something ago.
Yeah, not really.
You don't? Oh my God, it was real annoying. I'll recreate it for you next time we're in the car.
Oh, great. Any game Eric comes up with and Colleen hates it? like the I Know Sports one?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Fruit salad is only melons and grapes.
Oh my God, the grape debate.
The grape debate.
The great debate.
It should be the grape debate because it was about if there's... anyways, yeah, that fruit salad argument.
I don't think we ever resolved it either.
It went on for weeks.
It was one of the few things in this world that I was right about, by the way.
Okay. I'm just going to ignore that. this one is fun. This is what I'm talking about. Eric singing the Name the Twins song when Colleen was pregnant with them.
Song.
I don't know...
Love. I cried. You got two babies in you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's true.
I know, but I haven't thought of that in
two
years.
Two little babies in you. And da 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 da. Oh, it's so cute. Boy like and girl, he and her, they and them, and then, like, it's like so cute. And then you, now run now, forest, da 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 da. Like you said, all the different names we had thought about.
Right.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Is that anywhere other than.
Oh, it's so good, Lovey.
You got two babes in you. Yeah,
we sing it at one of my like live stream concerts as well. Like
oh,
we turned
yeah.
it into a duet.
Oh, yeah.
It's Gosh, a great song.
It's just, that just went out of my brain. Grilled cheese and applesauce.
That's a great
song. Another banger. And old, like the Truck of the Days, the original Truck of the Days.
Oh, the Truck of the Days. Yes. Those are all wonderful memories. I know we should definitely do like a watch and react to some of the best moments. I need to put that together.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Is it easy to figure out which episodes had the songs in them and then find them? Because now it's like, there was like the Irrational Throat Fears one. I remember that, really like that one. But I know there's like a bunch because you played
there's
one for
so
me.
So many songs.
You found out, I was like, oh, I completely forgotten that I did that. Because a lot of those songs I would come up with like an hour before the podcast and do them and then never do them, think about them again.
Yeah, right. And we don't title the episodes like the name of the song or whatever. So
yeah,
we never know which ones have the songs in them. I have no idea. I thought about this.
There was a comment last week from someone, and I kept giggling. I just would say to myself, Anastasia Beaverhausen. Like, I just thought that was so funny. And I remember commenting, that should be a character in a show. And I even like wrote it down. Well, guess what? It is a character in a show. Yeah. In Will and Grace, Megan Mullally's character had like a, whatever her character's name was, had an alter ego.
Where
she like was like a rich going out.
I don't remember
hot
that.
Girl, and her, and that's her character would change her name to Anastasia.
That's so funny. I don't remember that.
So there was a lot of comments saying, Eric, that's from that's from Will and Grace.
Did you watch Will and Grace?
Right? Well, obviously not, because I had no idea.
Well, I watched it and honestly, I didn't remember that.
No, I remember it being like a big thing when it was on, but that was like a time in my life where I don't think I was watching any TV, especially like network kind of stuff. But yeah, so sorry I didn't get that reference. A great character name though, whoever came up with that in the writer's room for them.
Well, that's
amazing.
That's so funny. Yes, well, see, that's you have an eye for comedy, love, because you knew it was good and it should be a character name, and it was. So you knew.
I did know. I still I can't get over that blue cheese thing, man.
I know. I'm so sorry. I wish we could,
we could edit in from last episode how intense you made fun of me for saying, well, Gorgonzola is blue cheese.
We don't need to edit it in. We remember I was aggressive about it. I was like so painfully positive and confident that I was correct. And I was painfully incorrect. And that is so cringy and embarrassing that like, that there wasn't a moment where I was like, hey, maybe I'm wrong. And like, stopped arguing so hard. I don't know why I thought it wasn't blue cheese. I guess I'm not.
I didn't really realize that like blue cheese was a category and not.
I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Because there's like all different kinds. Yeah.
Yeah. I was raised on like the American cheese slices that are like plastic.
Yeah. Or that the orange ones or the white ones.
Orange.
Oh, those are real bad.
White? There's white ones?
Yeah. White American cheese. Mm-hmm.
No, wait.
There are, no,
I'm talking about the
common
Kraft pieces.
Yeah, they make
They make white ones of those?
Are we going to argue about cheese again?
No, I'm just wrong again? No, I'm not
are
arguing.
Are you willing to be wrong about cheese? Yes.
I am, but
I don't think they're like commonly sold, but yeah.
Yeah, so I've never seen those. I don't think the Kraft ones, if they have, we got like the knockoff Kraft version of the American cheese slices. Like, I don't even think it was Kraft. I think it was like some store brand.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
It just came in
white.
A brick like this long.
I don't remember a brick.
It was just like a plastic. Not, I mean, longer, like two bricks long of a thing, and it was just all like this sliced,
the individually wrapped ones.
Uh huh.
The wrapping that's on the individually wrapped American cheese slices is so disgusting.
Yeah, how
to
do you
me.
Tolerate that?
I hate it. It's really gross to me. They're like, it's like very thin, that plastic.
Mm.
Yuck.
Yeah,
that's
like,
gross.
Yeah, that needs to relax.
I don't like that.
Figure out another way to wrap your cheese up, Kraft, individually without that. I dare you.
There's some, that's gross to me. Anyway.
What do you think's even in that cheese?
Not dairy. Not cheese.
What chemicals? Because the way it melts, like if you like make something and like melt that cheese on it.
It's like plasticky. It looks like it's melting plastic. And it's delicious.
It's just, well.
Anyway.
What a good note to end on.
Plastic cheese. What an episode. Thanks for watching, everybody. This episode will definitely be in the highlights of all the episodes we've ever done. Write another song, Lovey.
You need to write more songs.
I want to end on that because since I was going through and trying to find songs to put on the kids' music player, I came across a lot of songs that you've written, and including the you got two babies in you. That's how I knew it off the top of my head because I think I listened to it 2 days ago.
Yeah.
You are so good at writing those songs. And I put a couple on our kids' music player that I had forgotten about, like the number two song about like you getting pink
eye. The pink eye song, yeah.
And Flynn loves it. He thinks it's so funny. It's like his favorite song. Write more songs. You're so funny.
Well, there. What's funny is that they were singing that song, and I had lyricized like fecal matter in my eye. And even Wesley was like going fecal matter, and I was like, "Why they don't even like?"
I cut a verse.
Thought it was so funny, and like, did he like? I was like, "They don't even know." And Phil was laughing at that too. I was like, "That is." I was like, "How does he know?"
They don't think they know what that means. But I did cut out the second verse of it before I put it on their player because it was like you were saying like technical terms of like how pink eye exists and how you had to go to the hospital and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think they'd sing along to this part. So I just cut it out.
Yeah. That was one that like, I think wasn't even finished and I couldn't even sing. I had to like try to write like a belting kind of part at the end of it. So it's like,
well, it was great. Toxic-y. Write more music. Let us know if you want Eric to write more songs. The answer is yes.
Oh my gosh.
Put those guns to work, love.
How did we not know Jesus Christ Superstar was going to be at the Hollywood Bowl?
I don't know.
Why do we not know for like nights? Like, I feel like that would have been the thing to like to say to my parents, hey, you need to visit this. You should visit this weekend. And then we can, we'll take you to this.
I know. It looked amazing. It looked so good.
If anybody knows anything cool coming up.
The clips of it. Like, I've watched a bunch of clips from it and it's not even one of my favorite shows. Like, I've like,
well, it's
I don't
one of mine.
Love,
and I know. And my dad played drums in it in the orchestra at an opera house in New Jersey. And that's my, like, one of my first musical, I think it is my first musical experience. And I was just seeing this and I'm like, oh, this would be so, wow. I was like, how do I be a person that knows that things are happening in the world outside of my house? Because surely people that are there in that audience at the Hollywood Bowl, like, surely some of them had kids and were able to deal with the fact that they have kids and they also are going to go to this thing.
And
are
know.
Aware of it in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know, but it looked incredible. And I'm really jealous of everyone who got to go see it because it looked insane. It looks so good. But maybe the next one.
I just wanted to shout out that, like, oh man, because I think I've said on here before that that's my favorite musical.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening, watching all the things. Bye.
Bye.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.